Fond du Lac police have arrested two California men in connection with a number of credit card frauds and skimming incidents in the city of Fond du Lac. It happened over the weekend, and police believe the incident is linked to that rash of fraudulent transactions that occurred over the Memorial Day weekend. But these men that have just been taken into custody, not the suspects from those earlier incidents. Fond du Lac Assistant Police Chief Steve Klein joins us on the show. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Greg.
All right. I saw this on the police log from Sunday. Someone had called and reported suspicious behavior at an ATM at the Marine Credit Union. What did they describe seeing?
Yeah, actually, this is one of those cases, you know, we always talk about, you know, if you see something, say something. And here we had a citizen that was waiting to use the ATM, saw that the vehicle in front of him was taking quite a bit of time and seemed to be punching in a lot of numbers onto the keypad at the time machine or the ATM machine. And eventually these individuals left, and the person was then able to use the ATM, finished their transaction on the ATM and started pulling away, and saw that the vehicle had actually came back around to pull up behind him and use the ATM again. The suspect vehicle pulled in and again began entering a lot of numbers, and the individual was concerned that his card information may be compromised. So he called us, and our officers were able to get there right away. And as the vehicle was leaving, they stopped the vehicle and the two individuals inside the vehicle immediately fled from the vehicle on foot and were apprehended after a short foot pursuit.
All right. And when the officers got a hold of them, what did they learn about these two?
Well, what we were able to determine was we found them with over 137 different types of debit cards with different account numbers on them, PIN numbers written on the cards. And we learned that these two individuals are both from the state of California and apparently are Romanian immigrants that are in the country. And through some further investigation, we were able to determine that they are part of a larger group of Romanian nationals that apparently are going throughout the United States and basically committing credit card fraud or theft by, you know, stealing credit card numbers and the PIN numbers, and then basically stealing money out of people's accounts. So in this case, you know, we found these individuals, again, they said, with over 137 different forged or cloned credit cards and over $7,500 in cash that it appears that they got from just, you know, a few transactions here in the city.
All right. They could do this anywhere. If this is what they're trying to do, steal money, and they're from California, they could do this in they could do this in one of thousands of cities in California. They could drive up the coast into Oregon. They could drive. Why Fond du Lac, Wisconsin?
Yeah, what it appears that they're doing is it's actually a large group of them. You know, we have information, could be up to 30-some individuals that are involved. And what they're doing is they operate out of a certain area for, you know, a period of time. If you recall back at the end of May over the Memorial Day weekend, we had a number of incidents that were starting to be reported here in Fond du Lac. And what we try to determine is exactly if there's commonalities with these, because they most likely have some type of skimming device placed on some type of, you know, either, you know, where you pay at the pump or somewhere where you would use your debit card, and they place a skimming device on there, and it basically captures all the electronic data from your debit card. So it's, you know, real incumbent upon people if they are using, you know, a pay at the pump, you know, that they check to make sure if they see like a open door on the gas pump, you know, where the credit card or where the debit card would go in, that would be a red flag. A lot of times, you know, these things will slide right over the card readers, and you can kind of see that it might be bulky or it might be loose. Best bet is to always go inside, and you'll either pay cash or at least you're able to see the transaction with the employee inside the store, so that your card's not leaving your sight. A lot of times they'll put some type of camera device right above where the keypad for the transaction would be, so that they can capture the person putting in their PIN numbers. So there's various ways that they do that to get that information.
Were these guys, were they armed? Did they have any weapons on them?
I don't believe any weapons were recovered on these two individuals. We do believe that these individuals are linked to the previous incidents that occurred over the Memorial Day weekend. We believe it's part of that same group. However, these are not the two individuals that we were looking for over the Memorial Day weekend that were seen on some surveillance cameras. So those two individuals are still out there, but we do believe that these incidents are all connected.
All right. So those two individuals probably are no longer in the area, I wouldn't imagine.
Yeah, most likely they are gone from the area. What we're able to determine also is that they will basically get cars from various sources that they'll use for a very short period of time, and then basically just abandon, the vehicles and get rid of them.
All right. All right. Very interesting and kind of a scary situation. But like you said, a lot of people can avoid becoming a victim if they would just go inside the convenience store when they pay their bill.
Yeah, absolutely. That's always your safest bet. You can also just, take some precautionary measures, just kind of make sure when you're putting your card in, like I say, just look to make sure that it appears that everything's intact with the card reader itself, that nothing's been placed over the top of it, that the door that's usually secure on that card reader is in fact locked and not, pried open or anything like that. Just little things like that people can watch for to make sure that they don't become a victim. Monitor your accounts, and if you do notice something suspicious, definitely contact your bank or your financial institution and contact law enforcement right away.
Assistant Police Chief Steve Klein, great to have you on the show.
You're welcome, Greg.